with the gods as our witnesses. Let us pledge that the winner will allow the loser all the proper funeral rituals.
There are no pacts between lions and men.
No, you're a killer!
Sir, yes, sir!
Let me see your war face! Ah! That's a war face! Now let me see your war face! Ah! Bullshit! You didn't convince me! Let me see your real war face! Ah! You don't scare me! We're talking!
My defense is impregnable, and I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
I wish I was 50 years younger, and I'd kick your ass.
Welcome back, folks, to another edition of In the Squared Circle with Felipe Leon. We were gone last week, but we're back this week, and that's why we have the theme song. Welcome back, Carter. Today is the week of May 16th, 2016. I am Felipe Leon, international editor of FightNews.com. Also, the co-host of Boxeo Tijuana TV every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific at YouTube.com/Boxeo Tijuana or BoxeoTijuana.com/TV. If you are the Spanish persuasion, you want to get your boxing fix in that language, you can watch us every Tuesday with my co-host, Renzo Novara. Every other week, also here on the Leave It in the Ring Network, I do co-host with my pal David Dueñas and Gabriel Montoya, the Leave It in the Ring flagship show, Leave It in the Ring, and also every other Thursday with David Avila and former champ Elena Baby Doll Reed. We have the two-minute round, your hooks and jabs look at the female fight world. But tonight, today is In the Squared Circle, episode number 17, where we give you your 30-minute or less recap of what's going on in the boxing world. So let's get started. First up is the Hooks and Jabs, where we give you the latest news. And PEDs rear its ugly head once again, this time in Russia, with WBC heavyweight mandatory challenger Alexander Povetkin coming up positive for a banned substance. His promoter held a press conference this week to say the fight is only postponed and not canceled, while WBC champ Deontay Wilder, who is going to face Povetkin on May 21st in Russia, flew back to the U.S. from his camp in England, saying it was canceled. The WBC has gone on the record and stated that the fight is postponed. So we're going to see what's going to happen. If you guys remember, this fight went to a purse bid where the Russian promoter bid a good chunk of change to get this fight out there in Russia. So now he is threatening to pull in some legal action if the Deontay Wilder camp does not go with the postponement and instead of the cancellation that they are claiming. Going on the same vein of PEDs, a former champion, Orlando Salido, has been circulating on social media where he's shown eating tacos in his hometown of Ciudad Obregón, Mexico. Salido clearly taunting Francisco El Bandido Vargas, the WBC super featherweight champ, who he is scheduled to face on June 4th on HBO, who came up positive for clenbuterol some weeks ago and claimed it was from tainted meat in Mexico. Since then, Vargas has changed his camp to California and has come up clean in recent VADA testing. And no, pretty cynical of Salido, who has come up positive in the past, and his fight against, I believe, Robert Guerrero was turned into a no contest after he came up positive. So pretty cynical of him showing a photo of him eating some tacos in Mexico when Francisco Vargas came up positive. After not finding a suitable opponent for an HBO pay-per-view to greenlight his traditional June date, Miguel Cotto had to push his next fight for the fall. According to his trainer, Freddie Roach, an opponent has been secured, but they are not at liberty to release the name. Cotto was last seen last November when he lost the unanimous decision to Saúl El Canelo Álvarez and thus his WBC middleweight title. Rumor is that the opponent might be Juan Manuel Márquez, who has started his training camp in Mexico City and has stated that he's willing to fight at 149 to 150 pounds. Roach is not confident that Miguel Cotto can make that weight since he has not... Since the lowest he has gotten is 152 pounds. Cotto not fought at anything less than 152 pounds since 2009. Obviously, Cotto has given lower that weight. He was a welterweight champ. He was a champ at super lightweight. But he has not fought anything lower than 152, and that was in 2009. So the reason that Cotto did not want to tell Freddie Roach who the opponent was is because he claims that Freddie Roach has a big mouth, that he likes to talk to the press a lot, and they did not want to release the name quite yet. But we expect an announcement sometime soon. Despite finally being released from his top-ranked contract, former champ Mikey Garcia is in no rush to get back in the ring and is said to be weighing in different offers from promoters. We last saw Garcia in January of 2014 with the win over Juan Carlos Burgos on HBO. And one that is on his heels is Mayweather Promotions, with Floyd Mayweather doing the talking. And they were seen together at a fight card this weekend in Las Vegas. But despite of that, Mikey Garcia has stated that he is not ready to sign with the promoter just yet and is looking at different options. Not a lot of traction on this story, but the WBA has reinstated unbeaten Cuban super bantamweight Guillermo Rigondeaux as their super champion in that weight class. Rigondeaux must defend against James Dickens or Jamie McDowell before facing his mandatory, the regular quote-unquote champion, Moises Chucky Flores. Rigo was named champion in recess in 2015 because of inactivity, but his team appealed the decision and the WBA accepted it. So now Rigondeaux is back to being a champion. Not that that's going to give him any, you know, leeway in getting some fights, but now with Roc Nation, they got something to sell. Is HBO or Showtime interested? Who knows? But at least he's back at being a champion, which he rightly deserves, and now must face a voluntary defense or face his mandatory in the quote-unquote regular champion. Couple other stories on the pipeline as well. Probably a lot of you guys have heard Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. has returned to the wildcard gym and is being trained by Freddie Roach. A fight that is being talked about for Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. to come back with is a Gabriel Rosado matchup. Gabriel Rosado is trained by Fernando Vargas in Las Vegas, and that fight is being rumored to be at the super middleweight light limit of 168 pounds. Rosado, who has fought as low as 154 pounds and some fights at middleweight, will be going up in weight, but he's a pretty big guy. Let's see how that goes. So with that said, we've reached the end of Hooks and Jabs, and now we're going to go to the recent fight results. On Friday, May 13th, from the D.C. Army, Washington, D.C., Roc Nation broadcast on BET TV. The undefeated Dusty Hernandez Harrison, who had a split draw against Mike Dallas Jr. in a 10-round welterweight bout, a very controversial decision here. Scores were 95-94 for Harrison, 96-92 for Mike Dallas, and an even 94-94. Both of them hit the canvas. Hernandez Harrison was, you know, accused of using some dirty tactics, hitting behind the head. Many people saw Mike Dallas Jr. win that fight. So let's see if they get the rematch. I'm thinking that Hernandez Harrison doesn't want anything to do with that. In that same main event, our guest on Leave It in the Ring last week, Luis Orlando del Valle, took a unanimous decision over Thomas Snow in an 8-rounder in the super bantamweight division. Scores for that one were 76-74 three times. And also the cousin of the aforementioned Miguel Cotto, Abner Penn Cotto got a unanimous decision over Samuel Amuaco in a six-round super lightweight contest. Scores for that one were 60-54 two times and 58-56. Same night, Friday, May 13th, but from the Sam's Town Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Mayweather Promotions on Showtime gave us Andrew Tabiti getting a unanimous decision over Keith Tapia in a 10-round for the vacant NABF Cruiserweight title, while Michael Hunter got a unanimous decision over Isaiah Thomas, not the basketball player, but the boxer, in a 10-rounder for the vacant WBO NABO Cruiserweight title. Scores on that one were 192 times and 99-91. On Saturday, May 14th, from Reynosa, Mexico, and on the Azteca channel presented by Sanford Promotions, Carlos Chuco Diaz got a unanimous decision over Roberto Marroquin in a 10-rounder super featherweight title. Marroquin from Dallas, a lot of people saw him win that fight, but Chuco Diaz, being the Mexican, got the nod. 98-91 scores, 96-94 and 96-95. Same night in Cardiff, Wales, and broadcast on obscure ESPN link, Lee Haskins defending his IBF bantamweight title over Ivan Morales in a 10-rounder. Ivan Morales is a younger brother of Eric El Terrible Morales and Diego El Pelucho Morales, two former world champions. Ivan Morales was trying to make the trifecta and become the first set of three Mexican brothers to win world titles, but it did not happen. Lee Haskins controlled the majority of the bout. Scores were 119-109 and 118-110 two times. Same night, Saturday, May 14th, from Studio City in California, Top Rank presented on Unimas, Saul Rodriguez stopping Douglas Prescott in the seventh round of a scheduled 10 rounds in the lightweight division. Time was 2:37. Prescott was down twice in the seventh round. And Andy Ruiz, the heavyweight, Andy Ruiz Jr. from Mexicali, Mexico, came back and forced Ray Austin to retire on his stool in the fourth round of a scheduled 8. Austin was down in the first round. He claimed to have injured his right hand, and he did not come out for the fifth. And that was a very light weekend of boxing. So with that said, we're moving very quickly here in the Squared Circle on the Leave It in the Ring Network, your 30-minute or less fight recap. We had some news, we had the fight results, and now we're going to go to the upcoming calendar. Tuesday, May 17th, from the Black Bear Casino, Warriors Boxing, as well with the Premier Boxing Champions on Fox Sports 1, is going to give us Murat Gassiev versus Jordan Schimmel in a 10-rounder in the cruiserweight division. While 3 days later, on Friday, May 20th, from the Casino del Sol in Tucson, Arizona, Roy Jones Jr. Promotions on the CBS Sports Network will give us Tijuana's Hansel Martinez versus Prosper Ankara of Africa in an 8-rounder super bantamweight. San Diego's own Emmanuel Robles versus Gerardo Pepino Cuevas in an 8-rounder at super lightweight. And Keenan Carbajal, the nephew of the great Michael Carbajal, will go against Lorenzo Trejo in a 6-rounder at super featherweight. Same night, Friday, May 20th, from the Fantasy Springs Casino in Indio, California, Golden Boy Promotions on Estrella TV will offer Eddie Gomez versus John Carl Sosa in a 10-rounder at welterweight, while Fidel Maldonado Jr. versus Art Hovhannisyan in a 10-rounder at lightweight, while the heavyweight Tayshaun Dong takes on Jonathan Rice at heavyweight. On Saturday, May 21st, from New Zealand, Joshua Parker versus Carlos Takam in a 12-rounder at heavyweight. Joshua Parker, if you're not familiar, is another young, pretty good prospect coming up in the ranks, has called out Anthony Joshua quite a bit, has not gotten the same fanfare as Anthony Joshua, being that he's out there and down under in New Zealand, but we should be hopefully seeing him quite soon on US TV. Hopefully Showtime or HBO or one of the channels picks it up, because he is known to be a pretty good heavyweight prospect right now, and he's looking for a shot, and he's taking on Carlos Takam this Saturday in New Zealand in a 12-rounder. Same night, May 21st, Saturday, from Moscow, Russia, Denis Lebedev will be defending his IBF and WBA cruiserweight titles against Victor Emilio Ramirez in a 12-rounder, while David Haye will face Arnold Gergiag in a 10-rounder, a heavyweight from the O2 Arena in London, with Shannon Briggs taking on the ever-dangerous Tom Bob Anderson in a 10-rounder at heavyweight. Same night, Saturday, May 25th, but on this side of the pond from downtown Las Vegas Convention Center in Las Vegas, Roy Jones Jr. Promotions is at it again on CBS Sports Network. Two fights in two nights. Arif Magomedov versus Andrew Hernandez in a 10-rounder for the vacant WBC-UCMBC middleweight title, while John Vera takes on Joey Ruelas in an 8-rounder for the vacant WBA-NABA USA super welterweight title. That should be a pretty good fight. John Vera is one of the upcoming prospects for Roy Jones Jr. Promotions, while Joey Ruelas is a tough fighter out there from Phoenix, Arizona. So that should be a pretty good fight. At the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas and on Showtime, TGB and Mayweather Promotions presents a triple header on Showtime. Three world title fights on the same night in the same venue on the same TV station. Jermall Charlo versus Austin Trout defending his IBF super welterweight title in a 12-rounder, while Eris Landis Lara takes on Vanes Maritorozian for the second time for the IBO and WBA super welterweight titles. If you guys remember, their first matchup ended in a draw after I think Maritorozian suffered a pretty heavy cut, and it ended in a technical guard draw. If you guys remember this fight, that was back when Richard Schaefer and Al Heyman was still working with Golden Boy, and Eris Landis Lara was fighting under that banner while Vanes Maritorozian was with Top Rank. And it was one of the first times in a while that they had actually done a fight as a co-promotion, or at least one fighter from each promotional company fighting each other. And that happened in that year because they went to purse bid and they had to do it. But now I believe that Landis Lara and Vanes Maritorozian are both under the same banner, the PBC banner. So that's why this fight has been a lot easier to make. And that will be the main event or the semi-main event. While Jermall Charlo, the brother of Jermall, will be facing John Jackson in a 12-rounder for the vacant WBC super welterweight title. If he wins that title, it will be history in the making, because it will be the first time that a set of twins hold world titles at the same time. And the same night on Unimas, Top Rank presents from the Laredo Energy Arena in Laredo, Texas, Ray Beltran takes on Ivan Najera in an 8-rounder at lightweight, while Alex Salcedo faces Claudine Lacerda in an 8-rounder at welterweight. That Beltran versus Najera fight has all the makings of a good action fight. Both fighters go forward. Both fights throw a lot of punches. So it's going to be all action. Beltran against Najera, on Saturday, May 21st on Unimas. And with that, just clocking in right up over 18 minutes, we have reached the end of In the Squared Circle of all the information we provide you here. We gave you news, we gave you fight results, and we gave you the upcoming calendar. So with that said, just give you a quick rundown of the Leave It in the Ring Network. Monday nights at 4 p.m. Pacific, we have the next round with Steve Kim and Gabriel Montoya, the first ones to take on all the weekend action, taking in your calls. Tuesdays, you have In the Square Circle, your 30-minute or less fight recap for the previous week, what you're listening to right now with Felipe Leon. Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific time, we have the flagship show called Leave It in the Ring with your host David Dueñas and a rotating cast of co-hosts like Gabriel Montoya and myself, Felipe Leon. Every other week we have the 2-minute round with myself, David Avila, and Elena Baby Doll Reed, where we take a stab at the female fight world. And then every chance that he gets, Lenny the Fightsmith puts on the technical draw, which is an in-depth interview show, the first one, the only one, which was his toe-to-toe with Lou DiBella. And then every so often we have Around the Ring with David Dueñas, where he does a recap of all the shows. So with that said, we thank you for listening to this In the Squared Circle with Felipe Leon, clocking in under 20 minutes with all your news, your notes, and your fight reports and your upcoming calendar. And with that, we'll see you next time.